Hi, this is Debbie Davis, and I was just listening to episode number 565 and heard Andre Vachelari's comment regarding being found on Flickr by the news media. And I had a similar situation recently. I was following the Gordon Bennett balloon race because one of my friends on a ski team here in Colorado was in that balloon race, and I was keeping track of it on the radar and then posting notes on my ski team's Facebook group site, letting everyone know how she was doing. Our friend is Carol Reimer Davis, and she was one of the balloon pilots in the U.S. balloon that went missing over the Adriatic. And when that happened, on that morning that it happened, I found the news and then alerted our team that, you know, there was a problem. And within about an hour of that, I started receiving phone calls from three of our local TV stations, as well as Good Morning America. And they were pretty persistent the whole day, calling me, asking me if there was anything, that any news that I could give them, which was kind of surprising because I was just getting everything off the internet. Eventually, they did interview me over the phone and aired that interview on one of the channels the next morning. A news team came over from another one and actually taped an interview, and that was, you know, kind of the extent of the news that they could get. Mostly they wanted to know if they could, you know, anything about Carol's personal life, personal side, which I wasn't able to reveal. But we ended up doing an interview on how Facebook was being used among our ski team to keep apprised of the situation and to provide each other with support, you know, during this really traumatic time. And of course, you know, the ending of the story is not a very happy one, but it was interesting that, you know, the news media, you know, actually had to resort to going out to social media to find somebody who could give them a story. They had to, you know, post some sort of a story. So that was, it sort of had my days going for, you know, 3 or 4 days because they were kind of calling constantly. So anyways, that's my experience using social media and connecting up directly with news media. And I do like the fact that they're turning to the public as a reliable source for, you know, good information. So you guys do a great job. Love your show. And thanks a lot. Bye-bye.